while we were in the prayer meeting and praying for today and really just trusting God to move, Ezekiel 47 was just really impressed upon my heart. And Ezekiel 47, if you know, is about the river of God. And it comes from the temple of God, and it flows from the temple of God with God's life and His very presence, and flows into our circumstances. And what we want to do today is really to encourage us as we are following the Lord to ensure that we are running where the river of God is actually flowing. Now, the Bible in Ezekiel 47 says that we need to get into the river, but as we get into the river, we get immersed in what the Spirit of God is actually doing. But what happens when the river flows? It says on the banks, there are fruit trees that bring healing and bear fruit continually. And in the river, there is an abundance of fish. What you just see, the multiplication, and you just see the life of God so evident where the river of God flows. And what we want to do today, we want to really just come and encourage us as a family as we're going forward in the Lord. What are the river banks? We all got to get in the river together, and we got to flow. And as a church, as we establish what God's doing in our midst and we're going forward, we want to be clear on what are those banks that God has determined for us to do. So there could be many things. So in a sense, it is casting vision, but it's also establishing what are the boundaries, what are the parameters, and how do we operate, and how do we all get involved. You know, I want to just encourage you all here today is that you are the family of God. You are His sons and His daughters. And we all got to be connected. You know, no man's an island. And you know, when you live in busy Johannesburg, you can get on with your life by yourself. And you can do your thing, and you can get so preoccupied with self. But God has called us out of that. He's called us into His family. He's called us to know one another and to know Him, and also to love one another. And I want to just say to you is every one of you, you need to love someone else, and you need to be loved also. And that's what we want to really facilitate as we work it out in the family. Why do we share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because we are loved, and we can love people out there. We want them to come to know the love of God and to become into His family. So this is not complicated. This is not a business. This is not a structure that is man-made. This is God. And the foundation of God's family is His love. And that's what we really come to encourage you here today as we work together. How do we work the love of God out? The great command of loving Him and loving one another as we love ourselves, and bring this all together that we can please Him and fulfill the assignment that God has for us. So I'm going to go through just the basic overall. A lot of people are going to be sharing today, just that you are aware. I ask you in your heart to hear what the Spirit of God is actually saying and get involved. Don't sit far away from what God is doing. You need to be on the banks, near the water, and in the water to be participants of what God's actually doing. Because I want to just say to you, you might be saying, well, I don't have the time, or there are many excuses, there are many distractions that can keep you away from what God wants you to do. But get involved in the ways that you'll see here. Something for everyone to be involved here. Everyone, if you put your hand up and you say, I'm available to the Lord and available to us, we will get you molded into the life of what God is actually doing here. And you will grow, you will blossom, you will bear fruit, you'll find the joy and the fullness of God. Is when you start to give, you will start to receive. Amen. Amen. So we start with, what does 2020 hold for all of us? And again, we just want to reemphasize, what is our vision and our commission? It's to know our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing more important than that. Paul got to, in his life, he said, I want to know Christ and the fullness of Him. And that's our endeavor too, is to know our Lord Jesus Christ and to make Him known. And that's the premise for everything. But then we go and partner with Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. We don't do this alone. We work together with Him, and the Holy Spirit brings us into the fullness of God's truth, and we've got to learn to have that relationship as we go forward and allow the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us. So that's a picture, just an image of what we are on top is also what we need to be in bottom. So we've got to get depth to who we are. We need to be a mirror image of what Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We don't see Christ in us, but we know He's in us. And out of that, we have the abundance of life, and we minister God's grace. So just as we go forward, you know that God gives us prophetic promises, and I want to remind you what God has declared over this family and what we're believing for. It takes faith to believe these things, and we've got to work towards those. God's declared us that we are a flagship. We're an aircraft carrier where people come in and go out to, with the gospel. We're a martyr. It's a battleship that stands together, a battle group that stands together that will be able to go forward and advance the kingdom. We'll be able to carry the abnormal load when people come in and people find their lives are broken, that we'll be able to see the resources of heaven come and set people free and take them forward into what God has. God said, prepare for the thousand to come in and to be restored unto him. And there will also be a suddenly of a spring tide that God will just wash over us. There'll be an outpouring of his spirit, and the impact will be to the nations of the earth through this family. So what is changing? The main thing is still the main thing, but we really just sense the Spirit of God emphasizing that we need to seek and save the lost. What are the lost? Those who do not know the Lord, and those that are prodigals also in the family of God that have run away and God has drawing them back. So that's why we've got the emphasis of invite one, bring one. So it's not only to our gathering together on a Sunday morning, but into our gathering as we get together in life groups, where we gather together to pray together, where we gather together just to have coffee and be hospitable in our homes, just to reach out to people. So that's all our responsibility. God's really challenging us on that to get busy about his kingdom. And then what is changing? Our ways in Christ. So importantly, we continue to emphasize prayer. Prayer is what God has really given us, one of the gifting that God works through this church. We will continue to pray and want to encourage more of you that more prayer will take place individually and in our corporateness. Prayer. Then life groups, and we're going to get, Craig's going to be sharing a bit later about life groups and how we're going to put emphasis on that and how we're going to grow that and see God work through that to connect our hearts together. Personal lifestyle evangelism. We've got a mission out there, folks. God has given us the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations. And every one of us has a task to tell people about the love of Jesus. And that's our challenge, you, is that you need to be telling people that Jesus loves them. That's very important. And you need to know that you are loved by the Lord. And when you do that and you tell people that Jesus loves them, you're going to be affirmed in your love for God. And then also to use an aspect called literature evangelism, where we're going to give you pamphlets, even some of them are on the board already, to give you something that you can hand out to people and enable people to find their way in Jesus. So what is the changes in our modus operandi, what we've been doing as we just sense God taking us forward? So Wednesday evenings was a highlight, and we called it Impact, where we used to pray on before, and then we had a meal together, and then we had to have a teaching. So what we really just sense in God, Wednesdays is still a highlight, a high day in the life of the church. We will pray from 6:15 to 7:15. There won't necessarily be a meal at that time. And we've been moving what happened at Impact, the equipping of the saints, into the life groups, that if you want to be equipped into the life groups, or we will have special times where we really just sense on a Wednesday also, where we might sense in God that we need to train people in marriage, we might need to train people in how to grow in Christ, maybe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We will start to do that on a Wednesday night. But the emphasis is that we want to equip the saints in the life groups. That's where we really want to see the influence. We want to see those who lead life groups and us train the people, because so often it comes into the context of just another teaching. Now we want this to be life and it be one-on-one connection with people. So there we go. So the special focus on Wednesdays, we'll have ad hoc where new believers come into the life of the church. We'll train them. We will disciple in many areas, marriage, parenting. And then those that want to come into the life of the church, we call that ABCD, about us, becoming us, covenanting and discipling with us, where we encourage people to come to understand and know about us. And then also we will also be raising and releasing leaders. We call that a Timothy group. We're bringing through leaders to be released into the life of the church. So just to those that have been part of the family and know what happened, it won't necessarily always be a meal on a Wednesday night. So again, just to emphasize, prayer is a very important aspect of our life as we go forward. We really just trust in Wednesday night will still be prayer meeting from 6:15 to 7:15. We'll emphasize, I'm just really trusting there'll be a lot of equipping through that prayer meeting as we just trust the Holy Spirit. While we're on the aspect of prayer, as we prayed and fasted the last for Wednesday and Thursday, what came out of that is that we really sense that God wants us as a church, not continually, but to pray and fast for 40 days. So we're going to institute that. We're going to get a roster up that we're asking you for one day a week that you would fast and pray. Why? To hear God and to hear his word, what he's actually saying to you and to the church, and then come and share the testimonies of that. And we're really trusting that every one of us will participate. You all have busy lives, but everyone can take, maybe you take a Tuesday, and this is my day, I'm going to seek God, and you take your lunchtime. Instead of going having a meal, you go and wait upon the Lord at the supper times and prepare God, and let God just bring testimony. So we want to really just sense in that for 40 days as a church, not just those who come out on a Wednesday to pray, all of us. And we'll get those rosters going, and we'll organize that. And I'm really trusting that when you just need one word from God to set you alight forever. And that's not easy always to hear God, but I'm telling you, when God speaks his rhema word into your heart, you are changed forever. Because that rhema word is like all creation was. When God said, let there be light, there was light. And when he speaks into you, you are changed forever. And we need to give an opportunity as individuals and as a church where it's taken. So I'm very excited about that. Then we continue as a pre-meeting, prayer meeting. It's a corporate meeting. We invite you all to that too. If you can't make during the week, Sunday morning, 8:15, we gather here for 15, 20 minutes. We meet outside here and we pray for what God's doing in our midst. Then Sunday mornings, just to re-emphasize, we've changed the start time to 9 o'clock, so we start, and you see with a countdown, and generally through to 10:30, the Lord willing, it might go longer, it might even go shorter at times. And I really want to encourage you, this aspect, I know Johannesburg and who we are, we've got busy lifestyles and things to do. The emphasis is to gather and to worship God. It's for you to be encouraged here on a Sunday morning through the Word of God, to you to be envisioned and to go forward. But then come and fellowship. You might not be in a place where you gather even other Christians. Come and fellowship. Come and join us on the patio. We call in that area the upper room. Come have a cup of coffee and tea. It's free if you want to buy a cappuccino or even a toasted sandwich there. Come and join us and come and fellowship with God's people here. It's a wonderful time of just that banter, that cross-pollination with one another. Get to know your brothers and sisters. You know, you're shy and you don't want to connect with people and you want to run away. I'm asking you, take a step of boldness and come and be there with us. We'd love to have you and get to know you better. Okay, that's just this process on a Sunday morning. So we start from 9 to 10:30. The elders get to pray before the time for 15 minutes and then the prayer focus. And then we have a fellowship tea. If you're early enough to come and join us for some tea for 15 minutes, and we start down promptly at 9 a.m. So just the emphasis as we put in on the life groups, where we're going, the emphasis is the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. It's really for us to connect with God and to connect with one another, to love him and to love one another. And out of that, to reach the lost and to reach the people in our community. You know, when the scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So often we don't know how to identify who our neighbor is. The areas that we live in, the people that live on our boundaries are our neighbors. The people that we work with are our neighbors. The people that we connect with on a daily basis are our neighbors. So often we're looking at the only person that we can reach is that lady that we go to pick and pay, that we pay the bill with, and we're good at reaching that person. But the person that lives across the road, the person that lives to the left and the right and behind us, we don't know them. Am I right? The people that we work with, we don't really know them. We'll talk to them on a business level, and it's quite easy to talk about business matters. But when it comes to the kingdom and it comes about real spiritual matters, and we've got to learn that skill to bring up spiritual matters, and we've got to talk about life things. So, you know, what's happening to us in the nation is a wonderful talking point to bring it back to Christ. Oh, the petrol's going up. The economy's been downgraded. Great, we're going to trust God. He's going to be our provider. These are times that we stand up. We don't run away. We come with a solution, and our solution is our God. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. That's his word to us, and that's his promise to us. So out of that, also in our life groups, what we're mimicking here on a Sunday morning, what you see, why do we worship every Sunday? Because that's what heaven's about. That's why we worship. God wants to be worshipped, and God's practicing us, getting us ready for heaven, because there's going to be a lot of worship and a lot of outworking of glorifying him. But we want to do that in the life groups. We want to worship. We want to teach. There's going to be fellowshipping. There's going to be prayer. There's going to be breaking of bread. We get into Acts chapter 2, what God wants to take place in the homes. So what we're going to do now, just give you some oversight of what the elders and other deacons are doing in the life of the church, and we're going to ask them quickly just to share in their personal areas of oversight and just let they can cast the vision of what God is actually saying. So Bradley and Eloise, and then I'll just see if all the elders want to just come up front, and then they're going to share succinctly what God is actually doing in the areas of oversight. So if you can all come just stand up at the front here, the elders, please. Go for it, Brad. Is it on?
We're getting there. There we go. Okay, so for me, it's personal evangelism, community evangelism, youth and young adults. Right, so personal evangelism starts there. Invite one, bring one.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, it does. So are we inviting? If you don't know how to invite, come speak to us. Community evangelism. You know, we've started a prayer group in our community. And our community joins that prayer group. If you guys want to start something like that, if you feel you need to start something like that, come and speak to us so we can help you do that. You don't need to do it on your own. We can help you with it. And those are the ideas and those are the focuses where we want to start heading towards. We want you guys to be out there, to be meeting new people and to be speaking and telling them about Jesus, praying for them, showing them who He is and what He is about. And then youth. So youth is sitting at the back there. Woo!
Woo!
So they're going to be in on the service one Sunday in, one Sunday out. One Sunday in, one Sunday out. So the Sunday they're in, they're going to show you guys how to worship the Lord like young people do. Hey? So we're going to be teaching them how to take notes of the service and how to apply those notes in their own lives. How to apply those notes in their studies, how to apply those notes through the difficult things that they're going through. We're going to be doing a term for term. Every term we'll have one major event, and then from there we're going to see how things move along. But they're also going to be inviting one, bringing one. That's what it's about. We're going to teach them from there, invite one, bring one. And you know what? The youth also forms part of young adults, because they are young adults. I'm a young adult. I mean, look here. Hey?
No gray hair yet.
So yeah, that's me. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brad and Eloise. Craig? Okay, so Craig and Thora are looking after life groups, Women of Worth, Children's Church, and Visitation. Just share on Women of Worth.
Thank you. As I've mentioned before, Women of Worth is a new name for Women for Women. And as I said, it's a new decade, a new year. So we've embarked on actually launching it as the WOW Ministry, which is short for Women of Worth. And just in short, I just quickly want to read the scripture actually that this came from. It's Proverbs 31, verses 10 and verse 30, and it's from the Amplified. And often when we read Proverbs 31, we think it's for wives and mothers, but I just felt the Lord really just impress on me that He's speaking to women in this generation for this season. And I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, an excellent woman, one who is spiritual, capable, intelligent, and virtuous, who is he who can find her? Her value is more precious than jewels, and her worth is far above rubies or pearls. Charm and grace are deceptive and superficial, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worshipping, obeying, serving, and trusting Him with awful respect, she shall be praised. So that's quite a mouthful, and what I've done is I've actually broken it down to just say that the purpose for the WOW Ministry for this starting this year is to strengthen and equip women in becoming women of worth, WOW women, as described in Proverbs 31. Women who are motivated to know the Lord Jesus Christ intimately and make Him known in their respective spheres of influence by the power and outworking of the Holy Spirit. So I'm very excited, and I know that the team that's come alongside me to help as well is very, very excited about this year. We really have great plans for this equipping and the strengthening and motivating of the women's ministry team. And really, the team's four strong at the moment, and with the help of the chefs on the way. So if you at this time feel that the Lord's stirring something in your heart, please come and speak to me. It doesn't mean that we're going to put you out there to start teaching and all of that type of stuff, but we might want to ask you to assist with the welcome. We might want to ask you to help with some of the gifts that we prepare. We might want to ask you just to help set up on a Friday. So if the Lord's stirring that in your heart, please come and speak to me. It's a really worthwhile ministry, and I'm very expectant for what the Lord's going to do this year.
Bless Amen. You. Thank you, Thora.
I'll be touching on life groups at the end because there's some work we're going to do there. But I'd like to just talk about an exciting area, Children's Church. If I can just ask the teachers to come stand here so you can see who is responsible for the children and the awesome job that they're doing. So can I ask all the teachers, Lisa Marie, Jane? So there's such excellence happening up there. I tell you, if you know people that have got kids, we don't just want to get them in here. These kids are learning about Jesus Christ. They're not only learning about Jesus Christ, they're learning how to invite one, how to bring one, how to share the gospel, how to witness as children like this. All right, because we don't just put them aside there. It's not just a playroom where they play and they're kept out of all of our hair. They're actually learning about the word and learning about Jesus Christ. So there's a big drive for the children to learn how to witness in whatever place they are in, where they're playing at school or wherever it is. And we've combined the curriculum with our value and our mission statement, to know the Lord Jesus Christ and make him known, go partner with the Holy Spirit. So term one is to know our Lord Jesus Christ. So the kids are going to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, how are they going to witness, how are they going to learn, how are they going to grow as children? And the lessons is live like Jesus, and the value is to see the word that teaches us who Jesus is and how he lived on the earth. So the teachers of this for this term is Nolene, Bernice, Kayla, and Connie. Look how amazing they are. Look how exciting they are. They're having a great time. The term two they're going to learn, make him known. So the lesson is follow me, all about being good disciples of Jesus so people can follow us as we follow him. And the teachers is Bernice, Dexter, I don't think she's here, Craig is here, and Caroline. So those are the teachers for the second term. And then the third term is go partner with Holy Spirit. It's all about being the light in the world, encouraging children to impact for Jesus wherever they find themselves. Is this not awesome?
Amen.
I mean, for our children Amen. To learn this. The teachers for that term is Lisa Marie, Jane, and David. Okay, and in the fourth term, we're going to be looking, and maybe even before that, baptism, breaking of bread, Holy Spirit baptism. These are the things our children are going to learn, and we're going to have a baptism. We also encourage anyone that is interested in being involved with this wonderful team, please come see Thora or I or any one of the teachers. Come and see us afterwards to get involved. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Amen. Thank you, Craig. Visitation?
Oh, visitation as well. Vernon and Vivian are involved in that as well. Unfortunately, they're still away. But what we're going to do is we need people involved where when we've got newcomers, but only not only newcomers, everyone we want to have visited. Those that need visitations, those that need encouragement, those that we want to pull along and get involved in the church, but especially in the work of life groups. So visitations is also an important part. But Vernon and Vivian will share maybe a bit more of that later on as we get going with that.
Amen. Thank you. Ivan and Lynn, they're going to be covering praise and worship and dance, journeying on the way, men for men, and our interest activities.
Good morning, saints. Blessed of God, how are you this morning? Good. An exciting season that we're going into 2020. Completeness in God. For our worship team, what I really feel that God is taking us as a team into a place of intimacy with him. It's not going to be a season of what we see outside there, to take that, to copy it, and to paste it. Yeah. But we're going to be a worship team that is led of God, and to do exactly what the Spirit and what Jesus is saying and what he's asking us to do, and to sing. And I just feel with all my heart that it's going to be a season of new song, and there's a new sound that's going to come forth from our worship team, because we're coming to a place where we're going to eat from Jesus. And we're going to come into a place of intimacy with him, laying at his feet. And that's my heart, and that's my prayer for us as a worship team, in the season that Jesus has taken us into. If you are sitting here, you've got a good voice, you can play an instrument, please come and see Donovan or myself after the service if you'd like to get involved. We are looking for more people to involve themselves in the worship team. And even the soundboard at the back, we desperately need people for the soundboard. It's an important instrument. The guy that sits at the back, he brings all of us together on a Sunday. So we are looking for more people to help out in that area. And yes, they will be trained by the guys that we have got on the soundboard at the moment. And then with the dance, with Brigitte, we are looking for more younger ladies to get involved in that. We're going to have more prophetic dance.
Why not men?
Yeah, if the guys want to join. Yeah, okay, Bob said he'll join. So we are looking for more ladies that can come alongside Brigitte and become part of that prophetic dance, what takes place here on a Sunday morning. And then the Men's Connect. I'm stoked for what Jesus is going to do with our men in this season. God has been bringing together and he has been adding. And I just had the sense of Daniel 1:12. And Daniel 1:12 is where Daniel and his men, they ate vegetables. And I'm not saying that we must all go and eat vegetables now. What I believe Jesus is saying to us as a group of men is that when Daniel separated themselves and they ate those vegetables, they came a while later and they looked at them and they could see that in appearance they were different. They had changed. And for us as a men, for us as a group, we're going to feed on Jesus. We're going to feed on his word. We're going to come into time of prayer. We're going to come into time of intimacy with him, because God is calling us to be separate. He's calling us not to eat the delicacies of Babylon, but to come and feed on him in this hour. God is raising up a mighty army, and it's important for us as men to come into that place and to separate ourselves. Amen? You ready for that? I am. I'm stoked. We've got our men's camp coming up in a month's time. I'm really looking forward to that. And it's not open just to us as a body here, but to open it up to everybody around us, to our friends and to our families. And it goes back to the invite one, bring one. So I really want to encourage you guys, bring your family members, bring the guys from work. If you bump into somebody at the shop, invite them, bring them. God is going to do something amazing on that men's camp. So I really want you all to be a part of that. Amen. And then our interest groups. We've got, I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. We've got a mountain bike group. We've got a road cycling group. And we've got a group, we've got a couple of families now that have been walking the park run. And if you want to get involved in the different areas, if you have something else of interest, really come and speak to me, and it's so that it can become part of what Jesus is doing in the church today, and we can get more and more people involved in those different areas. Amen.
Just also what we're wanting to do there is also to have some fun together, whether we have a movie night or we go to the opera or stuff like that, where we can do some things together as a family. Okay. Lynn, journaling on the way?
Yes, the most important interest group, of course, is journaling on the way. And just for the people that don't know what it's about, I've got Eloisa's gorgeous Bibles here. I left mine at home. Can ever think of. At any given time, we have up to 100 ladies that come and journal with us, and 90% of them come from outside our church. And, you know, we live in a country that is very religious. I can almost guarantee you almost every single person has a Bible. And when they see what we're doing, very often ladies like to be creative and whatnot else, then they say, oh, I'd love to do that. Come. And what we actually do with the journaling is it's to meditate on God's word and to journal the points that are important to you. And so as you might get drawn in just by the fact that it's a creative morning, or, you know, you can express your creativity, but it's the most wonderful way, because You know, the word says that his word does not return void, but it accomplishes that to which it's been sent to do. Sorry. And so while that lady is sitting there and she's meditating, for example, on God's love, the verse that she's journaling, that whole time that word is ministering to her and it's changing her life. And so we've seen many, many, many testimonies coming out of this, and wonderful, wonderful way to get involved and to draw closer to God. It's changed my quiet time completely. And so if you want to be involved there, if you want to just come and join us, if you want to come know what more about it, come and chat with Eloise or Krabashni over there or myself. And we'd love to have you join us. As I said, on the weekend where the men go away, we will have just exclusively for our church, whoever's interested to come to my home, and we'll spend a morning just going through some little items. Cool.
Thank you, Lenny, Arthur, and Judy. They're looking over discipleship, caring, and communication.
So, good morning. I just want to talk a bit about communication. So you would have noticed that we've just systematically upgrading our signs and the website, etc. Thanks very much to Renette. There's a whole new look and feel of our signs and also on our website and various communication activities. We've very kindly received some very generous donations, so we've taken down the signs that are on the side, so those will all be upgraded as we go along during the course of the year. Also want to talk about Business Connect, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Johan Barnard, won't you stand, Johan, please? So Johan Barnard is going to be the kingpin for Business Connect, supported by myself during the course of the year. We will have our three or four Business Connect breakfasts during the course of the year, as what we have previously. We've got some exciting things lined up there. But more importantly, what we want to be doing is that we want to kind of encourage you to go out into your businesses to invite one, bring one, to go and connect with the people in your very own businesses. Get invited into your boardrooms. Get invited to speak on ethics or those kind of things, and use that as an opportunity to get into your own boardrooms to bring something of the Word of God into your boardrooms, your staff meetings, in whatever activity that you have within your work environments. Then also just to remind you about impact, the equipping element of impact is now being driven primarily into the life groups. So I just want to reinforce and kind of plumb Craig, life groups this year is where it's going to be happening. So no longer on a Wednesday evening is the place where we kind of sit back and get fed. The primary place where you'll be equipped will be life groups in 2020. So please connect into that. Judith.
One of the things God just put on my heart again this morning, just to reiterate what Mark was talking about, is that he says, you know, people will know who I am because of your love, because you've got my love flooding through you in a way that I wired you. And how have I wired you? And with all these opportunities that are around, there's some fit for each of us that God knows. And as Sally's words said, he has already assignment for each of us. But are we willing to be available? Being available is going to require commitment and it's going to require courage. But God says, I've got everything already there for you, and I want you to be blessed because you're obedient to me. So one of my areas, and along with Nikki, is the caring. And caring has quite a lot of facets. Within our church, you'll know about Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. Thanks to the guys for the name. Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, basically what we do there is that there's an opportunity to reach out to our widows and orphans and those who are in need. And so our cupboard gets filled with groceries, with all kinds of donations of things that you don't need. We store that in our cupboard there, and as there's need, the Lord just opens up and the things come in and the things get fed out again. So that is part of that. I'm going to be needing some help in terms of running it because I'm not the most organized, and we get a lot of donations coming in and then they need to be sorted and sorted and then fed outwards from where the need to the where the needs are. So I need help along there. The other thing is that the Mother Hubbard's Cupboard is part of caring for our widows in our community, not only in our family, but to try and take care of those who don't have family or who are in a point of need. So that is where it is. One of the other big things is Strathire, and that's taking care of our orphans and those who have been abandoned. Now, that's a whole different deal. The Lord has us at a point of this time in waiting. One of the words that he put in my heart was when Samuel, he said to Samuel, he gave him different things as Samuel waited on him, and Samuel didn't allow any of God's words to fall. And God gave me a picture of a spoon. You know when you do the egg and spoon race? That egg is normally boiled when you're a kid, but if it's fragile and you drop it, it gets lost. But a challenge from the Lord to us is that I'm going to give you a word for each person that I put you into contact with. Are you willing to have a heart that's ready to share that and to share my word? Because it's my word that brings life, but it's fragile and it needs to go at the time it needs to be sent. So where God has us in that regard, we just trust in God for knowing exactly what the home needs at this point in time in terms of our involvement. So we'll get back to you in about 2-3 weeks' time as God just consolidates that. There are a lot of different areas, and up on the board there you'll see there are quite a lot of different areas to get involved in the children's home. So we'll get back to you in a little bit more about that. We're just waiting for God to focus us this year on where he wants us to be involved. Amen. The other one is the visitation. One of the visitations that links up with Vivian and Vernon and the guys and Craig and Thora. Visitation is not only for following up on folk that come in, but it's also on those in our family who may be in hospital or those who need prayer. The other things, so there's opportunity to do that. It's opportunity to have them in your home, be hospitable, disciple them. So that all links up with Craig and Thora and the visitation. The other visitations are with Edel. Edel takes care of a lot of our older folk outside in the community in the retirement villages. And she's got an awesome heart, the way that she just goes in and just loves and prays for people as the Lord shows. So there's opportunity with Edel. And there's also opportunity with Gloria. Gloria also, she has prayer groups in that within some of the retirement villages, and the Lord is using her there. So there's opportunity, if your heart is there, to take care of our older folk and to bring God's word, there's opportunity to care there as well. And then one of our main areas is with Ursula, and that is prayer. That requires enormous commitment. And you know what? Your caring may not necessarily be tangible, but your caring is a commitment to be available to the Lord to intercede as the Holy Spirit puts on your heart to see God impact those people's lives, that Lord may be honored. So if you're interested in any of those areas, please come chat to me.
Thanks, Judy. You can see there's a lot going on in the life of the church. Just the oversight of Quinton's away on business at the moment. Do you mind if I just go through it, Renette? Just Quinton and Renette also facilitate discipleship. Peddlers on the Way, which is an outreach for road bicycles, cyclists, and others. The caring, the deacon's oversight. Craig and Thora were having oversight of that last year, and Quinton and Renette will be doing that and gathering together with the deacons, and they'll be sharing their hearts with you and taking you forward, and communication and business connect. And then from Nikki and myself's side, we carry oversight with Rob of the admin facilitation, and we're trusting God to expand that. For Timothy Group, that's bringing new leaders into the life of the church, because if we don't raise up and release leaders in the life of the church, we won't go forward, and we need to be doing that. We'll be meeting with a group, and we'll be letting you know soon who we're earmarking to bring you through. Then also for the translocal, that is going to the nations, and that's not only just the nations outside our borders, but into our communities and to reaching other local churches. I have oversight of that and releasing and trying to get a lot of you participating in that with oversight of prayer and the many other things that go with that. So there's much more to carry on, but I want to just give the mic now to Craig and Thora, because we just want to give emphasis. There's going to be some practicality now of how do we structure these life groups, and how do we get every one of us connected into those life groups. So I'm going to hand over to Craig and allow him to just encourage us and take us into what God is leading us.
Thanks for being patient with us. This is just so important, and it is life within the church and this family that God has added you to. So I'm just going to just quickly run through the vision for life groups, and this is going to be the focus of the year. This is where we're going to be discipled. And this is where we're going to connect, and this is where relationships are going to happen. So if we can just go to the first slide, please. So this is the current life groups that we know. There were others that were leading life groups, but they've asked to be released of that because they're focusing in other areas that they believe God has called them into. So at the moment, we've got Brad and Eloise, which is on Friday evenings in Glenmarais. I will touch more on that. We've got Johan and Caroline that are on Sunday afternoons in Thornhill. Now, as I'm talking, just think what area you are in, where you stay, because we are linking you all into a life group. And I'll discuss it later. You might not all be able to visit and go to the life groups, but we want you to be connected into that life group because that's where a large area of the focus is going to be. We can't just do it on a Sunday. We can't connect with everyone on a Sunday, and we can't have one-on-ones and grow on a Sunday. We need relationship, and we need to be in smaller areas. So just remember what area you are in and the people that I mentioned, because we're going to be moving into those areas that you are in so that we can connect you into a life group, everybody. Okay, so Johan and Caroline is a Sunday afternoon. I think they meet at, is it 1 or 2? At 1, they're in Thornhill, which is here. And then Sally has a Wednesday morning every second Wednesday, twice a month, the second and the fourth Sunday, Wednesday of every month. They meet here, up here in the upper room, and that's for ladies only. Now, I thought that was more of an interest group until I just happened to pop in once, and it's a life group. There's lots of word happening, there's a lot of prayer happening, and there's a lot of growth happening. Okay, so if we can move to the next slide, please. Right, so this is going to be the rollout of the life groups for this year. So if you can have a look there, start thinking what area you are in. There's two things. Preferably what area you are in, because it's closer to you, so it's going to be easier for you to visit. But the other thing, you might have a relationship with one of these life group leaders, and you're prepared to travel because of the relationship. That is okay. So number one, it's where you stay. You're going to that life group. Number two, you might have a relationship rather with one of the life group leaders or the people in it, and you'd rather go there. That's okay. So we have got one in Kempton Park. That's Brad and Eloise. Brad and Eloise. I tell you what, you guys, as I call you guys, can you start going to the areas where people are going to connect with you? So Brad and Eloise, they in Kempton Park. They meet on a Friday at 7 p.m. Very family orientated. They got young children, so they meet on a Friday after work, and it's a great time to meet. Okay, in Modderfontein, Johan and Caroline, they meet at Thornhill. So as we know, we've got Lakeside, we've got Thornhill. They meet on Sunday after church at 1 p.m. Sorry, just with Brad and Eloise, Ivan and Lynn are also in that life group. They're also an eldership couple, so are Brad and Eloise, but they also look in at that life group. We've got Jan and Caroline alongside, we're coming alongside them. They meet at 1 p.m. in Thornhill. The reason for meeting at 1 p.m., a lot of young families with young children like to meet at that time because afterwards they can go home, do schoolwork, get kids ready and that. So it's a great time to meet straight after Sunday church. Go there. We meet, we connect, we hear the word of God, and then we can go do what we need to do the rest of the day if we've got kids to prepare. Okay, Modderfontein, Mark and Nikki, they're going to be meeting in Lakeside. Mark and Nikki, if you guys can go over to Lakeside's at the back there. Okay, they're going to be meeting on Sunday at 5 p.m. Okay, so we've got one in Thornhill, we've got one in Lakeside. Edenvale, we've got Quentin and Renette alongside Arthur and Judy that are coming alongside them. They're in Edenvale. That's going to be on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Okay, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Edenvale, Eden Glen, to be more specific, but it's the Edenvale area. Okay, the ladies group, I have said, Sally, if you can go over there. If you don't know about the ladies group, that meets just on every second and fourth Wednesday in the upper room, at 10 a.m., you can go speak to Sally. She's going to be standing over there. And then what we'd like to do is the worship team. The worship team bless us a lot. They work hard. They come here on a Thursday. We want to try and get the worship team. Even if you're not maybe practicing, you can come here on a Thursday before practice, okay, with Ivan and Lynn. We're going to get get it going with Don as well and the worship team. So if I can ask Ivan and Lynn to go stand over there, and the worship team, all the worship team and those involved in the worship team, if you can go see, go to Ivan and Lynn afterwards. All right. If I can just show you the next slide quickly. The purpose of life groups. Guys, life groups, home groups, connect groups, whatever you want to call it, is where the life happens. We are all at different stages of growth. Some of us are becoming disciples. Some of us are being disciples. Some of us are making disciples. Our whole aim is, as we've been called out, is to grow from becoming a disciple to being a disciple to making disciples. And it can't happen here on a Sunday. It's going to happen in the life groups. It's where the life happens and where we can see the different stages of every person and help you grow into the full maturity of Jesus Christ, in the character and nature of Jesus Christ. It's to strengthen existing home groups. It's to grow new groups, okay? Multiplication. We don't split, we don't divide. We grow as life groups and we start multiplying. So as you're in this life group, we raise you up to go and be mothers and fathers in your own life group to mature people into the fullness of Christ. Okay, some are elder-led. They're all going to be elder-fed. We want the elders coming in so that you can partake of the gifts of all the elders, getting to know elders, getting to know the gifts of the elders. It's what grows, fivefold ministry, to mature the church for the work of ministry, to equip the saints for the work of ministry. One-on-one discipleship and mentoring. This is a place, this is how Jesus discipled. He didn't disciple like this. He discipled to the crowds like this. But he sat, he ate with them, he talked to them, they asked questions, they asked him, what did you mean by that? Why did you say that? Where do you find this? What does the kingdom look like? So it's one-on-one mentoring. As to discuss Sunday's message, to expand it, maybe to explain it, and then to apply it. We so often forget the message that comes from the pulpit. This is a place where you can start to learn about it, and we can start applying it in your application. I apply it differently to you, to the way you'll apply it, because there's different situations, circumstances that we're going through. To evangelize and impact those surrounding areas, okay? We're not only going to look up to the Lord and look inwards, but we're going to be looking outwards as well, okay? To stand up and stand out for the church today, as we heard the other day, and they're going to be homes of prayer. We're going to be praying together. We're going to be learning how to pray. We're going to be learning how to hear the voice of God. So it's a place to connect, to care for, and be cared for. It's where the needs will be met. And then the last slide, please. Jesus' way of discipling. If you look at how Jesus discipled, he discipled in a very specific way. Most of his time was spent with his disciples. That's the whole purpose of life groups, is exposure to each other. We connect with each other. We relate to each other. We speak to each other. We expose to each other. Here I see Malcolm High there by the coffee, and you don't get time to sit, to talk, to go through things, to discuss the word, to see where we are at. Jesus only had a manageable few. He had the three close to him, then he had the 12, then he had the 72, and then he had the multitudes. If Jesus can only disciple 12, I don't know how we can disciple more than that. So it's to get intimate with each other and to disciple the way that Jesus did it. Okay, it's to be led by life experiences and examples, not courses. Okay, there is a place for courses. They're very good and they do help, but we also need life experiences, one-on-ones with each other, what we're going through. He empowered them and showed them. He empowered them by showing them and then sending them. That's part of life groups. We show you, we empower you, and then you go and do it yourself. There's not always a place in a big corporate environment like this to do it. He introduced him to the Father and his kingdom. If you have seen me, you've seen the Father. That's a very big one. He raised them up to preach the good news, to live by example, to know the truth, and to fear God rather than man. Okay, that's going to be one of the things, guys. We're here to fear God, not man. We're here to do God's work, not man's work. That's going to be part of the input and ethos of life groups. It's focused on the person. Here, we focused on the church. We focused on corporate. It's good. We need it. It's part of the collective group. But in life groups, it's focused on the person. Where are you? What are you doing? How can we help you? How can we grow you? What do you need in your life? He allowed them to make mistakes, but gave his time to the committed, not the perfect. I think in church, so often we're looking for the perfect. You've got to do this. That's not how Jesus discipled. He sent them out. They made mistakes, but they were committed. And we're looking for the committed. And so Jesus is looking for the committed, and so are we. And as we know in Acts, the church met and grew in homes. They broke bread together. They shared a meal together. They had coffee together. They gave themselves to the apostles' doctrine. They had fellowship, and they grew. God added to their number. All right. So the last slide, which is what we're going to do now. I would like everybody, and I understand not everyone is going to be able to go to a home group. Not everyone is maybe going to make a life group. But I want you to go, if you had to and if you could, please go to the life group that you would fit into. Because what's going to happen is that life group, you're still going to be connected to that life group. You might not be able to visit it for certain reasons because the times are out. But they are going to connect with you, and they're actually going to be your care group that are going to be looking after you. So everyone needs to fall under one of those. So can you have a look at that? Brad and Eloise is over there. Quentin and Renette with Arthur and Judy over there. The worship team there. Mark and Nikki on that side. Caroline and Johan there. Look at the areas and the times. And can I ask you, everyone, please to go to one of the areas that you feel you fall into as a connect group. And the leaders that are in there, there's a list stuck on there. Can you write the people's names and their numbers down of the people that come to you? Write down their name and number of the people in your connect group. Guys, I need everyone to please go into a connect group. Even if you can't visit and you're not going to make it, we need you to go. All right, I just want to say, if you can't make a group and you can't visit a group, I still want you to give your names to one of the connect groups because they're going to be looking after you. So give your names to one of the connect groups, everyone, please. The leaders of the home groups, please remember to get the names and numbers of everyone in your group.